Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It might be the off-season, but we here at Chicks Talking Footy have still got a whole show to talk all about footy this week. You're with Fiona Newton, Rachel Hopkins and Danae Gibson. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, everybody.
Rachel and I are Hawk supporters, so we're a little bit depressed this week, aren't we?
Just let me know when you want me to talk.
But,
I've got a cup of coffee and a muffin and I'll be back with you in about 10 minutes.
I'm actually so angry. I don't know whether I'll be able to express myself properly.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Frio, I've got some trade news. We'll talk about that in a moment. But we've actually got Lucy Race from the Outer Sanctum on the line. If, for those of you who are familiar with the Outer Sanctum podcast, it's six ladies that get together just like us every week. And they're all Hawk supporters, so welcome Lucy to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are you feeling, Lucy?
Well, I feel like this is this a support group?
Yeah, this is we're doing a bit of group therapy actually.
We need a pamphlet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that we need some extra chairs.
Couches.
It's been a bit brutal, hasn't it?
Ruthless.
Well, you think it's Wednesday now. It was only Wednesday last week that I heard Sam Mitchell is requesting a trade from Hawthorn. He left by Friday. And then that day we also heard Jordan Lewis could be on the move and he's gone as of Monday. So
I know.
Get no time to even process it.
After our list manager on national radio said there's no way Lewis is gonna go on the Friday, and then by the Sunday, out he goes.
Yeah.
Well, I always am a bit of a Pollyanna. I like to always on the bright side of things, and I was sending things out to the rest of the Outer Sanctum team saying, no, I've just heard Graham Wright say that Lewis is a contracted and required player. He's not going anywhere. Yep. It's okay, guys.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I sent that message out too, but we were wrong. So how are the rest of the Outer Sanctum girls? I've seen a little bit on Facebook. They all seem a bit teary.
Well, everyone's kind of reeling. I think it's been tough. I think Emma has really struggled because Sam Mitchell is her absolute favourite. So
Her little daughter's been wearing number. Her little daughter's been wearing number five since in the womb.
Well, since once she was able to wrestle the jumper off Emma, because I think Emma would always wear number five. But I guess like we're all pretty attached to them. Like I know I've got one of my youngest son is a Hawthorn supporter, and his first jump had a number three on the back. And that was back in the day where Geordie was always a bit sort of close to the line in terms of some of his on-field behaviour. So it was an interesting choice for a three-year-old.
There's always Lee Matthews, three. So,
And I wore a number three when I was little, so I thought it's pretty nice. So it's really hard, I think, seeing guys that you've just loved for, 12 years. I think it's been, they've been under Alistair Clark 12 years at least. And
I think
it's
also
how it's going to look next year.
It's also the way it's happened. It's ruthless. It's all about salary cap relief, I think. I think that this Jordan Lewis trade particularly has blown up in their face. It doesn't look like we're getting a mirror. I think our offer was rejected by the Suns, which was the whole reason that they put Lewis out there to trade. He obviously, rightfully so, wasn't very happy with that and said, well, you know what, I'm going to Melbourne, fair enough. And after all that, we're not going to get O'Meara, who incidentally hasn't played for 2 years and might be slightly overrated. What the hell's going on, Hawthorn?
Lucy, can I just add that Rachel is like the opposite of anti-Pollyanna?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, do you want me to put my Pollyanna spin on that?
If you could, please.
Well, I did sit down and watch Alistair Clarkson sent out.
Yeah.
Well, he sat down and there was a nice little interview that went for about 17 minutes, which was great because, to be honest, I was really struggling. There was a few communications that came out from the club that featured Hawker and a few things about sales at Hawk's Nest, and I didn't want to see any of anything like that. I wanted to see some of this. I wanted to hear from Alistair, so I was very happy to listen to that. And I think he was talking about, you know, open and honest communication, and basically I think the fact that we couldn't offer more than a one-year deal for Lewis or for Mitchell, and the fact that, I guess, for Geordie at least, he felt that he had more than 1 year of playing left in him, meant that he was prepared to go, which I guess feel a little bit like he broke up with us. So it's a little bit that, you know, hurts my heart. But
one positive as well is that we've hopefully this will stagger the retirements, because obviously, you know, Burgoyne, Gibson, we don't want to do what the Brisbane Lions did. We want to be more of a Geelong. So maybe that's a positive. That's all I've got. There you go.
Yeah, I know. And look, who knows, you know, whether the Amira deal will get done or not. But I think, you know, we've got another Mitchell. So if I tried to write a list of pros and cons, and the only pro I've got on my list is we're not going to get confused with two Mitchells.
Especially if he wears number five.
Well, they wouldn't do that, would they?
I don't think so. I hope not.
They might.
But I don't know about you guys, but are you feeling like you just don't know? I mean, I can't wait for the end of this trade period, because every time I turn on the radio, I feel like I'm going to hear something else.
Yes.
I think that's made us all a little bit sort of gun-shy.
Yes, I've been quite anxious.
Anxiety. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt.
I also don't really understand this sort of, the way that the AFL's worked it with regards to draft picks either. So, you know, this person goes there and then you get number 46. They've got some
points.
Weird sort of
point system. I don't think we're meant to understand that.
No, I don't think we are. It's some weird thing that they've devised.
That and where elephants go to die will always remain a mystery.
So it's also confusing as well. I'm like, is it good that we got pick 48 and 66? I'm not sure.
No. Well, then I heard them say, well, we got two picks, but it actually comes out as basically we got pick 61. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, when
I think I'm...
Go on, Lucy. You go.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, what's been a little bit tough too is I think, you know, we've come off the back of this fairy tale of watching the Bulldogs win the grand final and seeing a bit of romance and, I guess, you know, a little bit of the fairy tale. And I think we've come back to reality with a thump. The days of the one club player, I think, are
gone.
Disappearing. And I think, you know, this is kind of part of the new world order.
Yeah,
it's a real
hard to get used to.
So how will you feel if Jagger O'Meara wins the Norm Smith medal for Hawthorn in the grand final in 2017?
I'll be as happy as anyone.
Yes. It's hard to think about that miserably. But
he'll go into the draft.
Yeah.
So if he by tomorrow. Won't he?
Yeah.
If he doesn't get traded.
Anti-Pollyanna.
I mean, my thoughts with someone like Sam Mitchell, I mean, he's played for all these years and then he's only got 1 year really left of playing. Can't he just stay at Hawthorn for that
year? He's a 34-year-old young man with a young family, so he's gone on to the next phase of his development, which is coaching.
He's not coaching next year. He's playing
and then he's
going to be coaching after that. So it's just one of those loyalty things and emotional things of can't we keep him for another year see how
it could. It could be positive, though, if he does become a successful coach. If he does want to come and hopefully does come back to Hawthorn, because he knows Hawthorn. Now he can learn another club and he can learn other ways, and hopefully that could be positive for Hawthorn in the long run, because we don't want late 90s, early 2000s all over again.
No, and I think, you know, the thing that I think a few of us are clinging to is the long game and wondering, you know, I know at one point in the last week I was thinking Alistair Clarkson, genius or mad scientist. Like, and I think we're not going to know for a little while to see how things play out, but I think the thing that's going to get me through is believing that Mitchell will come back to Hawthorn and be a you know, wonderful coach, and that will make all of this pain worthwhile. I do feel a bit ripped off that we didn't get to cheer them off, although we don't have to watch a clunky kind of cheering off situation, which I always feel a bit awkward about, just in case they drop them. But
one last thing as well, Paul Ruffey is going to come back. He's going to have no mates.
Well, see, that's actually the bit that really, I find that really tough, because I know how close he and Jordan are, and the fact that they both debuted together in, I think it was 2005,
with
they
Buddy.
Played their first game together, against Essendon. So, that one really, I'd really like to know what Ruffy thinks about all of this.
We'll chat to Ruffy on the show next week. No.
That'd be awesome.
Lucy, we have to go to a break, but thank you so much for your time, and hope we helped with your therapy and processing the Hawthorn trade period.
I think we all just need to keep talking it through.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Keep the lines open.
Girls.
Thanks, Lucy.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, love the Outer Sanctum girls. Now, we do have other trade news that we're going to talk about after this, after a few messages here on Chicks Talking Footy. There's been a lot going on and it's changing by the minute.
Hi, I'm Alicia Sometimes from Outer Sanctum and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You're with Rachel, Fiona and Danae on Chicks Talking Footy tonight. We've been talking to Lucy Race from the Outer Sanctum about, pretty much it was a group therapy session about what's happening with the Hawthorn Football Club.
Tonight.
Yeah, hope you all enjoyed that. But we've got lots of other trade news. In fact, I did the run sheet yesterday, which was a bit stupid because I had to update it about seven times of all the new news that's happening. We've had a message from our favourite Bulldog, Betty, who said, what are your thoughts about Travis Cloak? Do you think he suits the game of Footscray? Does Footscray require a Travis? Hashtag be more Bulldog.
Well, Footscray is the VFL team for the Western Bulldogs, so that's about where he'll probably play, I suspect. Yeah. You can't see him on starting 22.
I don't think he's a good pick for that team at all myself, but I've never been a Cloak fan.
Can I just add one thing to condolences, hashtag condolences Hawthorn? you don't even have a women's team to look forward to.
No, we don't.
That's all I wanted to say.
And we're going to talk about what's happening with the women's league, because there's been an update on the rules of what's going to happen, and we're hanging for the fixture.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to be talking about what you do with your when your team doesn't have a women's team.
Yes.
All right. So some of the other trade news has been...
Xavier Richards.
Xavier Richards has requested an exit from the Swans. Has he been he hasn't been picked up, though.
Not yet. I think Premiership player Joel Hemling from the Bulldogs, he's been traded to Frio.
A broom boy, so northwest of WA.
Oh, okay.
And was on the radar for Frio when he was first drafted. So that's good news.
That is good news.
I was surprised by that. I mean, leaving a Premiership team...
to go home.
To go home. So there's some motives other than just salary, I suppose.
Yeah.
A few players have said that too, that Xavier Richards, that's his motive for leaving the Swans too. Too expensive living in Sydney, he wants to return back to Victoria or play in Victoria.
Bryce Gibbs, he's still... Trade period's running out of time. Has he made a decision?
No, but it's sounding hopeful, the last I heard, that he will become an Adelaide Crow.
Yes,
Beck. Beck Dahl on our show is a Crow supporter. Mm. Send us a message. Tell us how you feel.
Mm.
I think you'd be excited about that, wouldn't you?
And Bree would also be excited about Delidio, I think. He's staying.
Well, he might go to the Giants.
Yes. Well, he actually flew to Sydney today.
Mm. Imagine that.
Golly. It has been an exciting trade period, hasn't
it? We were talking about this the other night. He had unpacked his locker at Tigers.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have a successful trade to Geelong. So we're like, that's a bit awkward, isn't it? Like, what do you do if you've actually gone that far?
This is a period where I do think of them as young men in the world. So 34 sounds really old when Pavlich has played 353 games. But that's a young man who might be on to his second part of his career. And this is when it must be really hard when you've said to your workplace, I think I might try another job. Didn't work out. Can I have my old desk back? But you've got someone else's coffee mug on my desk that doesn't feel quite right. So when you think about it as a worker, as we have been, we haven't been elite footballers, it must be hard.
Or I've just had an affair with someone, we've broken up. so can I have you back?
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you're always going to feel great about that, are you?
Yeah, so it's an emotional time for all of them.
Yeah.
It is. It is. There's also been some not quite as controversial trades. I think Hanley from the Lions, he's gone to Gold Coast.
I think that's a good move down the road.
Yep.
Yeah, he's gone from Brisbane to Gold Coast, is that right? No.
From Brisbane.
From Brisbane, yeah, to the Gold Coast.
And there was some weird sort of three-way trade as well regarding...
The three-way trade, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hey.
Who's up for a three-way?
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
We'll wait for hide and seek for that kind of talk
but
coming up after
involved,
the show.
It involved Port Adelaide. I'm not quite sure. I didn't really understand. I tried to read it.
We've already established you don't know what's going on, Rachel.
I have
Rachel,
no idea what's going on.
Let it
slide. Titus O'Reilly said, has anyone told Port Adelaide that the trade period has started? Because they hadn't done a thing.
There's also, I think, someone from Sydney went to Richmond. Toby, a name I can't pronounce.
Nankervis.
There it is.
Yep.
Richmond did well today.
From Sydney. So that's a good move.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
Sydney have had a few trade. Mm. So, that, yeah. Trade-offs.
They'd have a tight salary cap. Remember, they've got Tippett and Tippett.
$1 million a year players. Two of them. So, not sure Tippett's worth it. Anyway.
I'm following your lead, Fee. Have you got any other late trade news that you want to share with us?
Yeah. No, I think that's about it, really, isn't it? We're just waiting to hear what happens with Gibbs and Delidio and Amira. That's 2 o'clock tomorrow is the deadline. So.
Absolutely. You poor women have been shell-shocked by this week of commerce in the industry that is Aussie rules football.
Yeah, I'm...
It is, and it does demonstrate that it is a business now.
Yeah, well,
We got that.
It's a business, not a relationship. okay, and news today, Jimmy Bartel retired.
Yes.
Champion of the Geelong Football Club, Norm Smith medalist and Brownlow medal winner.
And
305 games.
Three-time premiership player.
And the winner of this year's Jimmy Steins Award for community leadership with his work with the domestic violence campaign.
Yeah.
Why he didn't shave his beard for the whole year so that young boys, men and others would talk about domestic violence in the community. So
and,
I think that's great.
And beard shaving techniques.
good on him. He's gone out on
great
top
player.
With style. True gentleman.
Yeah.
Happy days.
One of the players that I always watched and thought, gee, I wish he was on my team.
Yeah. He's a great player.
Yeah. It's good looking, apparently.
And long sleeves.
Where's the long sleeves? Now, Danae, we were at the Sports Writers Festival on Monday night with Moddy and
Tiger Bree.
It was a really interesting night. They had Angela Pippos, Karen Kyan, Chloe Seltel, and Danielle Kirby, who was on our show last week. Warby?
You are
mate,
a ripper.
How many names this year have I got wrong? I want to go back through all of our podcast and just get all the bloopers from the names. Kirby, Warby.
Danielle, who's been in the news this week because she was a managing editor of Zayla, the women's sports focus on SBS, and it was mentioned in Senate Estimates Committee yesterday about how it didn't attract any attention, which is absolutely not true because it didn't attract attention after it was closed, after it stopped receiving funds. So you should check out Zayla, Z-E-L-A. That's one of the things that you should do. We didn't even talk about that on Monday night at the Sports Writers Festival.
Mm.
Because there was so much else to talk about. There was a lot of focus on the AFL women's competition.
Pay parity with women in sport.
Talk about the Boots Off campaign this week that a lot of people took off their boots and took photos and used it on
fantastic.
Social media.
It was huge. It was everywhere.
To highlight the fact that women have to pay for their own boots symbolically for...
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah. The Brisbane Roar, the women's soccer team, some of their players had to take a 40% pay cut this week because... The change in administration meant that they've gone back on deals that they only made fairly recently.
40%,
which is pretty scandalous, and also something not focused on greatly. So some of those issues we talked about on Monday night, and the panel was fantastic. Danielle, Karen, Angela, and Chloe. We could have talked. The room was full of women who wanted to talk about sport for about 100 hours without taking a
break. They had to actually stop question time because about 25 people.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, last question, and then there'd be another one. And it kept going because everyone was really engaged and interested in the discussion. So and we're actually going to have Angela Pippos and Karen Lyon on the show end of November. So they're doing a documentary right now about the women's draft.
And we'll have Danielle Warby back on in mid-November to talk about some more sporting conferences that she's going to be in Melbourne for. So Sydney Siders and Adelaide Crows, because I know Pippos is a Crow.
Yeah, we'll try and get back on that night.
Yeah.
Apparently she stalked her at some Adelaide Crows events, believe it or not. Speaking of that night, I mean, Janae put her hand up and said, "Hi, I'm Janae from Chicks Talking Footy," and everyone applauded. It was like they knew who we were. So we were pretty impressed with that.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And, we love it.
Asked a great question, which was, what involvement will gambling have with the women's with the women's league? Yeah. And of course, we know that it's probably inevitable because they are part of the same clubs that are involved with pokies and gambling and that kind of thing. But
I think I wanted to know if anyone knew about the advisory group that helped set up the competition for the AFL women's game, whether there was any policies that were even more overt than the AFL's gambling policy, which is basically don't do it if you are a player, a journalist, or, you know, connected to the competition.
And their families as well.
Yeah. But I wanted to see, because money and finance is such an issue in the women's competition, I think I wanted to see if anyone knew if there was any proactive movement to keep the gaming companies out of our competition.
Or at least at bay.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not completely dominating the league.
I don't want to see the Fremantle Dockers sponsored by comeloseyourhouse.com. I really don't.
Yeah.
I also don't want them sponsored by Libra Fleur either.
But I'd take that money first.
Yeah, I would take that money first too. But
well, see, and that's an issue we need to talk about at much greater length.
In next week's show. So flag that for next week. But it was interesting, Jimmy Bartel, too, you know, when he shaved off his beard, is actually sponsored by TAB. There's known connections between domestic violence and gambling and people losing money through gambling.
And
so it was interesting choice to be sponsored with. But yes.
If I also just slightly off the topic, but just another interesting issue regarding the AFL is I think they came out today and said that the bye after round 23 is going to remain. Just talking about controversial issues.
Yep.
Just seeing what your thoughts on that are, because that was very...
changed the dynamics of the finals, I
thought.
I think
it really did.
The fact is there was two teams in the grand final that didn't have a break. One team was outside the eight and one was in, but
outside the four.
Swans had lost a game, so they didn't have that break either, but were still both in the grand final. So interesting.
Remember that the Western Bulldogs were seventh this year at the end of the home and away season, but they'd won 15 games, and that'd get you top four most years.
Yeah, should have been seventh. It really should have been a swap. Yeah.
Anyway.
But we weren't. In a moment, we're going to be talking about the women's draft and the women's rules that have come out today. Absolutely. For the game.
I'm Katie Brennan from the Western Bulldogs. You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we've been talking all about trade and gambling. It's all been happening here on Chicks Talking Footy. Just quickly, the Women's League just announced the rules for the game.
Yep, we're not surprised terribly by them.
No.
16 aside.
And six on the bench.
Yep.
Smaller ball.
Smaller ball, but sways the same.
Yeah.
15-metre quarters.
Because we've got small hands.
Speak for yourself.
Small paws.
Hey, there has been some great writing by Girls Play Footy and Change Her Game.
That's
you should check them out, Girls Play Footy and Change Her Game. We'll put the links up on our Facebook page when I put the podcast up later.
Yes, which is Chicks Talking Footy on Facebook.
There are 145 members of the AFL Women's Draft. Pick a number.
I'm going to pick a number. Number 69.
Okay.
Jennifer Strong. Just leading into hide and seek there.
So there is great detail from Girls Play Footy. 69 is a Western Bulldogs player, Elise Gamble.
Oh,
Elise
she's been
Gamble.
Talked about in the media.
A Bernie Docker from Tasmania. She's 19, a ruck forward. Since her stunning junior career at youth girls level in Tasmania, she's played an important role in Tasmania's women's football development, proving her proficiency at both centre-half forward and in the ruck. Once the captain of the first standalone Tasmanian side to participate in the Youth Girl Championships, Gamble represented Tasmania in its AFL exhibition match against Northern Territory earlier this year, later lining up for the Bulldogs against WA at the Docklands. So, there you go. 145 players, and you can find out more, and we will learn more about them over time, thanks to Matt Marsden and Kate Lambesky from Girls Play Footy.
And the fixture for next year is going to be announced early November.
So early November.
We'll talk about that on the show as it comes up.
And I joined up as a Fremantle Dockers women's team member today.
Now, we're women's teamless.
We are. So we were having a discussion about this before. What are we going to do?
Yeah, who are we going to support? Look, if you had to pick a team, I'd probably follow the Bulldogs. I think they've been such pioneers in the women's game. But I just feel it did make me feel a bit empty. It's like I'm happy. I'll go along to games and I will cheer the women on, and you know, we'll promote them on the show. But it does make me feel a bit.
I will be a supporter of individual women. There is no team that I will go for that I will become a member of.
I'd like you to put your hand in your pocket at some point if that means you buy a scarf or a membership or come to a game that you have to pay for. Then
I would prefer to provide my money in a different way than
I'll pay for a pair of boots.
Yes.
I'm going to sponsor some boots.
Yeah, I'll sponsor some boots as well.
CTF
Those
boots.
Ladies need boots and private health insurance. We should try and crowdfund that. Because the AFL's not going to give it to them.
Going to the game, promoting it, that I agree with, definitely. Yeah. But without, I know it sounds silly, but I just can't have an allegiance to a Collingwood or a Western Bulldog or a Fremantle team.
Fair enough.
Mm. Yeah, but I'll definitely cheer them along and sponsor their
run. 100%, and it's really fantastic.
Any players running out on the field with socks on, I'll be helping out. Alrighty, well, it's been a great show. My goodness, we've managed to talk footy in the off-season for the whole time. It could probably go for another half an hour. But
well, we can name players. Hopefully we'll talk to some of the AFLW players over the next few weeks.
Yes.
And some
that
coaches.
That would be wonderful.
Well, before we know it, it'll be February, and that's when the Women's League starts, and we'll be talking about it.
Straight after the tennis.
Yeah, pretty much. So, exciting times.
Gotta love Melbourne.
Gotta love Melbourne.
Hey, don't forget, they play footy in other places too.
Do they?
WA, I've heard. I'm not sure. We'll be back next week on Chicks Talking Footy. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.